This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Appreciate that. Thank you to Reliant as well for being part of this. If you're new to the broadcast, this is the part where I take a look at the opponent, the weekly opponent for your Dallas Cowboys, do the offense generally on a Wednesday and the defense on a Thursday, and then we'll do the referees on Friday. So just try and get you ready for this broadcast this week coming up in the game. So hopefully you'll get something out of this. If you're into the podcasting scene, just got a new, Bobby and I did a Love of the Star that's posted. So after our show today, feel free to give it a listen and tell us what you think. But we're really proud of what we've done there, and it should be three of those a week for you now that the season started. So nice. Hopefully everybody will take a listen to that as well. Okay, this Cleveland Brown offense and what the a little bit of the some of the struggles you'll go through early is because you don't have a lot of games. So you have to go back and say watch games. And what I did was I went back and watched the games where Deshaun Watson was actually healthy enough to play, and then he got hurt. So then you have to kind of deal with that, the shoulder problems and things that he was dealing with that caused him to miss the majority of the season last year. But I went back and watched the games that he was able to play and how the team responded. I will point this out that before we get going, I think yesterday I talked about this a little bit yesterday. Bless you, Eric, by the way.
Bless you.
I did talk about running game Moses no longer being there for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, offensive line coach Bill Callahan.
Bill Callahan, yeah. And so they've replaced him with a guy named Andy Dickinson. And Andy was with them. He was with Seattle the last several years, but he was a guy that was at Cleveland and went on to be Seattle's line coach. And then
they bring him back.
And they brought him back. So, you know, that's something that, you know, you keep an eye on with. I think Bill Callahan, I have the utmost respect for. I think that everywhere Billy's been, you know, with the exception of the head coach and stuff at Nebraska, when he's the offensive line coach, he's going to be creative. You're going to have a physical front. You're going to be able to run the football. He just makes players better. And this crew right here is
Cowboys run game really never recovered.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas had some really good players when you look back at with Ron Leary and Frederick and guys like that.
Doug Free.
I mean, he did. He took a group of guys that have talent, but boy, I mean, he made them even better. And I think he did the same thing to help this Cleveland Brown offensive line. But I want to talk about Deshaun Watson first, because when you look at Watson, the thing that I noticed with him is he's not always just accurate. He did have if you look at metrics, he was the fourth lowest when it came to completion percentage. He was at 45% when he was under pressure. So if you find ways to get to him, and I'm going to tell you a couple ways I think you can get to him, but he's a guy that makes receivers work for the ball. He's got a really over-the-top throwing delivery. It's like he's up on his toes, and sometimes it causes the ball to sail on him a little bit. He's got some guys that, you know, Amari Cooper, we all know Amari Cooper. He's mm-hmm. a good bad ball catcher. There's several times you see guys running routes and he's throwing the ball and they're having to go down to get it, or he's throwing the ball, it's too high. He's got arm talent. There's no question. He just doesn't know where the ball's going to go. And what I have to think about, what the Cowboys need to think about is you have to guard against his ability to scramble. That's where I think that when Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, primary play caller, Ken Dorsey's now in the building with them as a coach, as the offensive coordinator. Ken Dorsey did a good job of working with Allen, Josh mm-hmm. Allen, and his accuracy problems in college. So I guess that's why you bring a guy in like this to try and help him become a more accurate quarterback. But I mentioned you have to guard against that scramble, because he'll run out of the pocket if he senses trouble at all. You have to bring him down in the pocket. This guy's strong enough to shake off poor tackling. You know, you get around him and all of a sudden it's an arm tackle. He'll just push you aside and keep going. So you got to make sure it's not a weak tackle. You get an opportunity to bring him down. I felt like he could be a little late with the ball to the outside. It gives DBs the opportunity to drive on a lot of his passes, and I think it makes it far more contested catches than probably what you want from your quarterback. Amari Cooper, I mentioned him. He's going to play in the slot. He's also going to play on the outside. He's quick out of the break. He will lull you to sleep, and then he'll just explode in his route. So how they match him up, maybe inside with some Jordan Lewis. You know, will Jordan Lewis be able to handle his quickness? Will Carson, will they put him on the outside? When you look at Cooper, Cooper is one of the best receivers in the league when it comes to sideline catches. He works with such small space on the outside, and you think you got him covered, and he'll make a play. He'll just extend and then tap, tap, out of bounds. He'll go.
It's brilliant, the adjustment that he's
in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Don't you think that's the play for them? You get Amari Cooper matched up against the rookie, and you pick on Carson until he proves he can cover you.
I think, to me personally, the guy that I would pick on is Lewis. I would pick on. I would put Amari Cooper. I would make Lewis have to cover all the ground and just let Cooper run routes.
Interesting.
You know, when you play the slot, you're more open to use. You can use the whole field. When you play on the outside, you tend to have to maybe.
Sure.
They can use the sideline. But I was telling you about Cooper. We've all seen him. It's his ability to adjust on the sidelines is really, really impressive. He's the best when you put him on those vertical routes, the post routes, the corner routes, the go routes. Those are the routes that he really, really will excel at as well. But I think where you look at maybe the place to attack this group. Now, they've got some questions on their offensive line, and they've got questions at their offensive tackles. And their offensive tackle, when Jedrick Wills, he's not been completely healthy with the knee, and then Jack Conklin is another one that's been dealing with injury as well. They've struggled with that. DeJuan Jones had been a backup last year, and he played a lot of games for the Browns last season. And he's a guy that if Conklin or that Willis can't go, then you'll see him in the action. So there's some questions about their offensive tackles availability. We got the injury report just a little bit ago. They were both limited in their reps to practice today. We'll just keep an eye on that.
That's huge, man. I mean, questions with the health on the O-line, shuffling things around perhaps, losing the best offensive line coach in the sport in this offseason. You don't have Nick Chubb in the backfield. I understand the guy who's replacing him was solid last year. Jerome Ford. But, I mean, and then you factor in a bad quarterback. I mean, my gosh, dude.
Well, and Mary Kay Cabot, who was on this morning with Sean and RJ, neither of those tackles have practiced at all.
Yeah, and you know what? That's clearly the focus. I think if they do play, then we'll see how well they play without the reps that they've had for the training camps and things like that. I think that Willis is a better player than Conklin myself. When you watch him, he's gotten better. You watch him, the left tackle, the reps that he's taken, and he could be pretty impressive. He's very athletic, and he's gotten better each year. Where I feel like you need to attack these guys is their two spot. I don't think Wyatt Teller, the right guard, is particularly good. I don't think he handles power all that well. And then Ethan Posick, the center, neither one of them, when they have to deal with combo blocks or they have to deal with twist stunts or any type of games inside, neither one of them play with very much strength.
Welcome to Mike Zimmer's double A gap.
I think that's exactly. I would not be surprised. And both teams, I think, are going to do this with both defenses. I could very well see covering these guards up and then letting like Ethan Posick go one-on-one with Hatwin to go with against Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And Parsons see if he could win that matchup with him. Because we've seen the double A gap blitz stuff with Zimmer. But I think the Browns are going to do the same thing to the BB. I think they're going to cover both your guards and put Garrett on that over the center.
Well, Stefanski was Zim's OC in Minnesota,
right?
So they know each other very, very well.
They do know each other well, but to me, it's the right guard and the center are the two guys that I kind of feel like you need to attack on this offensive line. When I feel like that their tight end is a good player, David Njoku, I think is a good player. Where you're going to deal with him is in the flat mainly. That's where a lot of his catches are.
Boots,
swaggles. Screen game is huge for these guys. And I have a feeling with Watson, if they're going to try and kind of make him feel comfortable, they're going to have to understand that David Njoku, it's block, and then get
release.
Out. Block, and you know, so now you're kind of lulled to sleep thinking he's going to stay in and protect, and now he's out in the flat and they're going to catch the ball. But he's a guy that's really, really good at catching it, getting up the field. He's an athletic tight end, and he can make some things happen. Ford, the running back, they'll do things. They'll get you an 11 personnel. They'll try and spread you out and then hand the ball to these backs and let them just work off that. A lot of that zone blocking stuff where they'll get, it's a gap to them, and then they'll just take that gap and then they'll let the backs cut off that. So a lot of different things they could do, but I think losing their line coach will hurt them. The questions of some health at the tackle, the lack of accuracy at quarterback, and some weakness on the inside at their positions, at their guard and their center, I think it bodes well for the Cowboys in this matchup.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Getting some great reaction on text, the 817. I think Brian just said we're about to face Trey Lance, and I'm good with that. Broadus is the GOAT, says the 214 with the info. Been looking forward to the pregame analysis during the week. It is back. What are we doing tomorrow, Brian?
That would be the Browns defense, and I've already taken a peek at them, and so there's going to be some things. You think that you have some advantages on against their offense? That would be true. They've had some advantages against you on their defense, so
okay.
It'll be something we'll talk about tomorrow.
And we'll get into that tomorrow at 3:40 here in the Nation, brought to you by Reliant. Little sports hodgepodge coming up, Chief.
Yes, sir. Let the gamesmanship begin in Ann Arbor, plus a new installment of Why You Gotta Bring Up Old Stuff next here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.